What
get your fucking papers out.
What is it? Cushy Dreams and what?
I'm not going to say again. Get your fucking papers
out. I'll get the stack out, but I'm going to be... people don't like when I'm rifling through papers, you know, at the beginning of a read. They like me
people,
to be ready to go.
People don't like what I tell them not to don't like, all right?
That's fucking true. That's
let me
true.
Fucking let me make something perfectly fucking clear.
Make it honestly clear to him.
People don't like liking honesty. Stuff. That when I say don't like it, they fucking like it anyways. And you know why? Because they do what I fucking say.
Mm.
Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah, that's true.
Crystal.
Yes, right.
Crystal clear.
Crystal like Pepsi, pal.
Crystal like light.
Righto, Skipper.
Crystal light.
Aye, cap.
Pink lemonade, crystal light, like you're a fat bitch. Like you're a bitch going through menopause or me when I was 11 years old.
You're listening to the Fat Bitch Judging Podcast. Today's episode. Fucking... name of that bitch. I don't know. I'm blanking.
Star Jones.
I'm 5 words into this sketch and I got nothing.
Carney Wilson.
Granted, Wilson. The writing prompt is extremely difficult.
Mama Cass.
This bitch, what? She choked to death on a ham sandwich.
Yep.
Maybe it should have been a diet sandwich.
Yeah,
bitch.
Maybe if it was a diet Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
Then
how about Mama?
Fine.
Can I see your ass?
That's a great question.
How about Mama Das?
And you know, in the book I'm reading, Chaos, which me and Nick have read.
I've only read the intro to that.
Mama Cass.
Well, stay tuned, actually, guys. If you go to patreon.com/cumtown, probably one of Adam's best episodes this weekend.
I got caught for pretending
Adam
to read,
to read a book.
No. Yeah, now you're not going to take preemptive.
All right, let's go.
Listen to him. Listen him laugh at it as if he was in on the
back
joke.
Back to fat women, Aretha Franklin.
As if he was in on the joke.
Aretha Franklin.
This happened an hour ago, and this little shit weasel worm.
He's trying to get ahead of the story by laughing at it.
I love getting ahead of the
as
story.
If he
Parasite scum. I watched the Alex Jones doc.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you went
to the premiere.
Well, not the premiere.
Did you wear a gown? Did you wear a gown at the premiere?
I wore a gown. Me and Dasha wore gowns together.
Oh, I love
matching
that.
Gowns.
That's awesome.
And then we, you know.
Did you say tax the rich on it?
We're both.
They both said tax the rich.
We both tax my bitch, right?
Tax my bitch.
We both wore our tax the rich. I'm on Succession also, by the way.
Really?
You got on it too?
Who do you play?
Chance.
The guy cousin Greg fucks in the ass.
No, Chance Delicious.
Chance Delicious.
He's a pimp.
He's a pimp.
That
Kendall rapes
that through a series of contractual weaselings takes ownership of Brian Cox's ass.
Yeah, wow. That show is too white. You know,
I got to be honest.
I've never watched.
It's too.
It does
too
not.
White
that is not
me.
Up my alley. I've watched like 3 scenes of. Just like snappy fucking dialogue.
It's a pretty good show.
I'm not doing this.
I like that show.
I need shows where people talk slow and dumb.
And they say, or Deadwood. Deadwood. They talk fast.
Deadwood's snappy.
I've been thinking about getting back into
Deadwood. But it's
a
different type of dialogue.
They say cocksucker more. Mm.
Different type of cocksucker.
I also like when someone's dying a lot in the show. Like, this is kind of like metaphorical deaths. They're all business weaseling. I like when there's a gun. And someone gets shot in the fucking head.
Yeah,
that's I've been watching the show Banshee.
Every show should.
In fact,
be.
What is Banshee?
It fucking rules, dude.
I never heard of it.
I was done with watching Bosch, which an incredible show.
Oh, damn, the Manhattan and Brooklyn bridges are shut down
right now.
Over vaccine protests.
Oh, nice, brother.
Municipal workers.
Thanks for being here with us, Nick.
This sucks.
And not with
fucking,
your
I'm not protesting shit. I will never go to a fucking protest in my life, other than to like take pictures of fat people there and post them on social media, and being like, "Oh, maybe
we should have protested a diet."
Maybe you should protest the fucking Enemans.
Looks like we looks like we're at a stampede, not
more
a
like,
protest.
More like Black Lives. Butter. Fatty.
Okay, that's
fatty,
good.
And then I ride my bike home.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. If getting home is going to be annoying, I'm going to be pissed off.
Is that why traffic was bad on the way here?
It might
just
have
ride
been.
A bike back, dude.
Took me an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, I will ride a bike back, actually.
It's really nice out
it's
today.
A good day.
What happened at Barclays? There was like a bunch of people.
A bunch of people were like, let Kyrie play. A bunch of people who
it was a Kyrie
do not
process?
Give a fuck about now, Kyrie at all.
I'm
don't watch basketball.
I'm supposed to understand that to be. That is an insurrection.
It was an insurrection.
Do you remember when Kanye said that slavery was a choice, and then a bunch of conservatives were like,
"Let him be a slave.
We love Kanye.
Yeah.
We love the Yeezus.
It's
album.
Tough when you try.
We love the chant. We love how he went there on the Yeezus record.
That has happened a bunch where it's like clearly racist people have gotten behind like. Nicki Minaj, when she said her cousin's friend's balls got big. Mm-hmm. That was the best one.
We loved her verse on Monster.
She killed it.
She really killed it on that track.
Jay-Z kind of phoned it in.
The Jay-Z track.
She killed it.
Where he says, goblins, ghouls, spooky things.
And also Rick Ross. His verse doesn't get talked about enough. It was also really good.
It was overlooked by the Nicki verse.
but he got his on
Devil in a New Dress, which is one of the most underrated tracks.
It's got to be hard for Kyrie, though, because he's trying to be a Hotep, and now Republicans are getting in on him.
He's trying to be like high at the top of the pyramid.
Hoteps
type
are
of guy.
Just the real black Republicans.
That's true. The most, But they don't want to, like, you know, they don't want to be with white. Well, I guess Kyrie's not that level of Hotep.
Yeah, they're nationalists.
Right.
That is, they're inherently right wing.
They're kind of like Japan or Israel.
That's why the Hotep, like, there's no bad blood between the fucking the frog guys and Hoteps because they have they're basically identical.
You stay with yours, we stay with ours type of thing.
Yeah, basically.
I wonder if Kyrie's going to play. The Nets got their ass cheeks shellacked by the fucking Hornets.
And they lost the opening game, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. If it wasn't for Philly being a fucking mess, they'd be 0-3. Dude, the Hornets, it was fucking wild. They beat them with Ish Smith. It wasn't even... LaMelo was on the bench.
I saw...
The Nets defense looks like dog shit. And, you know, that was the day of the protest.
Dude, I'm going to go out and protest for Kyrie, though.
Yeah.
Although he's not helping that defense out at all, boy.
Nah, but he might have had a little scoring punch, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
There's no way Ish Smith was stopping
Bruce
him.
Brown's
so what's
not
the deal? They're
going
to is so he's just not allowed to play or is he fired?
No, he's allowed to play. So technically it's New York's laws that are stopping him from playing, right? Mm. Theoretically he could play on the road, but the Nets were like, "Look,
and
dude,
California and a couple other places."
No, it's weird. It's
just New York.
It's just your home market. They can't stop you from playing as a visitor, which makes no sense.
You think the vaccine mandates are going to go away? They're just going to fucking give up on that?
I thought they said that Corona was going to go away once we got Biden. I thought the kids would get out of the cages.
What the hell?
No more Corona.
Yeah.
They were like, "You'll be hearing about this Corona stuff, but the second Trump's out, no more virus."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they thought the vaccines would work.
Yeah, probably. But I guess this is going to be the next couple of years of our lives.
So, and the Nets were basically like, "Look, we don't give a fuck. But you can't be here half the time. So, you can't just be a halftime member of the team." Which, if I was him, it's just like, I would just get the fucking vaccine. Because, you know, it's like, you see your friends, they all have it.
Why wouldn't he just get...
Even if you're pissed off. And also, he's losing like $16 million.
Why would he just go on Photoshop, make a fake one?
So
dude.
True.
Just fake it.
Dude, go to jail.
That would be so funny.
Go
if
to
Kyrie
jail.
Tried to make a vaccination card.
Like, sir, this is spelled wrong.
I mean, do you even, like, go to jail for that shit? They just fucking...
They say you can go to jail. I figure you go to jail if you're trying to get in the country or
Yeah, but they
the
say,
country.
Like, if you rip a thing off a mattress, you could go to fucking...
Yeah, exactly. It's
$5,000 fine.
They're like, using a government seal without permission is a federal offense.
Right.
It's like, yeah, so literally, so is fucking touching someone's mailbox.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what? Show me a jury.
I put that seal with wax over my foreskin.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So a girl knows my dick is...
Off limits.
Off limits, unless you're a government worker.
That's, yeah, that's respect.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked by a bureaucrat.
Dude, I would love that. Some middle manager.
They probably sucked off by a bureaucrat. I don't think I have.
They probably want people to lie about it. That would be an easier way out for like public health authorities if people are just lying about it.
Yeah, you don't.
Because they can be like, "Oh, we have 100% vaccination," and then it doesn't matter what happens.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It's like then they don't have to do this thing where it's like, "Oh, it's like actually the unvaccinated, this fucking shit." The way the level of like how they, you know, everybody just seems like disinterested in what's going on now.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, the numbers are,
I don't fucking
know,
care anymore.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
I don't care at all.
It doesn't seem like the CDC cares either. They're just like, "Yeah, it's fucking, it's up or down. I don't know. We stopped tracking this thing and you know, do, I mean, just do it, please, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You think Fauci got any, like, of the worst pussy of all time through being the CDC guy?
Yeah, for sure. He got pussy from Randy Rainbow. He got pussy off of Randy Rainbow.
And what's going on with him now? Now people are mad about the dogs.
What
Randy
happened
Rainbow
dogs?
Fucks dogs?
No.
The dogs that they left in Afghanistan?
So apparently part of the money that, like, so Fauci said that they were not sending any money to China.
Fauci. I thought we were talking about Randy Rainbow.
But then it turns out, this just came out this week, that Fauci sent a bunch of money to, like, China to do, like, include beagles in recipes, I guess.
Really?
That they were, like,
he was financing
this,
that.
Yeah, all this research to figure out new ways to, like, new flavors and
yeah.
stuff.
New dog
he wanted,
flavors.
He
dog
wanted
flavors.
Pangolin fettuccine.
Yeah, so
he paid for that.
They'd been eating beagles over there and figuring out how to put them into lo mein.
Interesting.
And then Fauci was feeding them to people at Tony
Podesta's
house over.
Really?
Yeah.
In front of those nasty works of art that he has.
Yeah.
What does Tony Podesta
have? Tony Podesta
has like all pedophile
during
art.
The Pizzagate stuff. Yeah. It's like,
that was like the
yeah,
first
these are
clue.
Real pictures of Tony Podesta's house, and it's like a statue of a child getting fucked in its ass.
It's crazy.
In the middle
it really
of
is.
Like,
it's truly shocking.
Yeah, foyer or whatever.
That's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
All that like, spirit cooking bullshit. Now, I'm telling you, I mean, you guys witnessed it, but that the Pizzagate stuff, I used to be a normal person.
It's true.
And yeah. then the Pizzagate stuff, I had like
oh,
a
yeah.
morbid curiosity.
It was the Pizzagate stuff.
No, that is what got... That's,
no, he was hella normal.
You were never a normal person.
Yeah, but in terms of like conspiracy
yeah,
stuff,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, maybe the government did 9/11, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Pizzagate stuff, which started off as like just sort of like a morbid curiosity, and then also like... You know, like as far as like 4chan meme stuff, because that was like sort of as far as like comedy is concerned, a turning point where it's like, okay, well, liberals like clearly are just dog shit at comedy mm-hmm. now. After like a decade of like thinking that comedy was or humor was ideologically bound, mm-hmm. and that like conservatives were incapable of being funny, but all they were exposed to is like. You know, he's like some rich asshole that had a writing job like 25 years ago that's like starting the Republican Daily Show.
Right, right, right.
And then
right,
hire
right.
a bunch of like shitty open micers and then it sucked.
Of course.
You know, but then like you can't really compete with like a bunch of like children making memes. You
of
know,
course,
if
yeah.
you don't know how to do that yourself. And so Pizzagate I always took as like, you know, half joking, half serious. I just like the... But then you start looking at what they're like some of that stuff. And it's like, okay, well, this is insane.
Yeah.
It's like, this is fucking...
Well, this is...
There's no explanation for this, and this is fucking insane.
And it's not just insane, but it's like the kind of thing where somebody who didn't even have... Didn't give one single fuck or was scared that they might get caught.
Yeah.
Like, they were so brazen with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why the Tony... I want to see some of this art, man.
Dude, it's pretty gross.
How Tony Podesta, a Washington power broker, lost it all.
Yeah, and just how long those people
what
have known
fuck?
Each other. There was like, there's pictures of the Podesta brothers with Denny Hastert as like teenagers in like 1967. It's some like
when
fucking,
he was a, like a wrestling
they,
coach or something.
Well, they went to some like fucking State Department like young spooks camp. Mm. On some island in Japan where they train.
Really?
Like, yeah, they train like... Because, you know, they do that. Like, these, like, aristocratic kids get groomed. Like,
of
not
course.
Groomed, but they're, like, born into this system.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was some weird... In one of those Podesta emails, there was a weird email from some Japanese guy.
He had a toilet camera.
Yeah.
He had a camera that just watched you shit and piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that in the MoMA.
Oh, it's an okay. Hold on. According to the Times, Podesta's former Falls Church home had a closed circuit video camera installed inside a toilet, allowing users to observe their bodily processes from a unique angle.
That's so funny.
What's the deal? The artist responsible for the work is Pippalotti Wrist, who's known for her sometimes uncomfortably boundary-crossing work. She's an artist who doesn't accept conventions about anything, says Podesta.
It's a girl.
And I have long admired her work. Dude, this is so smart,
that?
Dude. Just like fucking pretending it's art, that you're watching some fucking woman shit. Respect.
It's crazy that guy, Dennis Hastert, got away with it for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, this is an email from this Japanese guy to somebody, but John Podesta is CC'd on it. It's a Dear Mac. I can't believe it. But it's almost 50 years since Camp Nose. I've stayed in touch with Denny Hastert and Jan Edelt and Andy Dolan all these years. It's wonderful to reconnect with you. Or you posted in New York. Love to see you. Blah, blah, blah. But yes, it's from all these like Podesta emails. But their connection, I can't. This is now going back like 2 years. So I don't remember the details in the specific. But this Japanese guy, like all of these, like he speaks perfect English. There's videos mm-hmm. of him, but then in the emails, he's posting like broken English and stuff. and then yeah, also that with that fucking napkin email, that one was like. What is the explanation of that?
The napkin?
What's the napkin?
I found a napkin with a map on the back that seems pizza related, and I thought it might be yours. Like,
yeah,
you know, get back to me as soon as possible.
Well, it could be a napkin from a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, but the why? There's a map that seems pizza related.
We're the best.
Well, like a map, like how to
Stromboli's are.
Yeah, how to get to the pizza restaurant.
Damn, I want a Stromboli.
People used to draw maps.
That's the other thing. What the fuck is Stromboli?
Calzone.
What is a calzone?
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
One is open, one is closed. Mm-hmm. I believe a Stromboli is open. And a calzone is a closed circuit system. It's all contained, self-contained.
Yeah. It's like a, what do you call it? Empanada, big empanada.
Yes, an Italian empanada.
An Italian empanada.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, well, we got to the bottom of that one.
I could go for a Stromboli.
It was also, too, at that time, like, any, like I guess, repository for information on, like, the Podesta shit and Pizzagate like this. Those websites would just be removed from the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like there was this weird, like, you know, void in which shit like that was happening that no one was really paying attention to it. Whereas, well, if it happened now, like, I feel like people are more concerned.
I agree with that.
Rich people can get anything taken off the internet.
Not anything. Not
yeah, like Harvey Weinstein had that video of him beating up the reporter, like wiped, like really quickly when that shit came out.
You don't think you can find that?
I don't know. I mean, like,
can you find pictures of
like
his little fucked up dick?
A lot of these guys hire those like ex-Mossad like security firms,
and they know about
and they just know how to wipe shit. Yeah,
interesting.
Which I'm having done after the show is over.
Yeah, this is so.
Yeah,
here's,
can we get cum down wiped?
I would love.
Here's PolitiFact as of last October, pants on fire rating. 4 years later, there's still no evidence to support the Pizzagate theory, and it's like, so we just ignore the whole Epstein trial.
Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah,
Epstein.
What do you mean?
It's like, they mean that it's in the basement of a pizza restaurant.
Yeah, you focus on one hyper-specific detail.
Yeah,
or whatever. It's like, okay, sure.
Well,
yeah.
That's what Pizzagate was, wasn't it? That there were kids in the basement of that
Comet Ping Pong
of Comet
it doesn't,
Ping Pong.
No, the basement was always metaphorical.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's a place where you fuck children. It didn't have to be the basement. It could have been.
I feel like on political campaigns, they order people pizzas a lot, like that are like working on the campaign.
Why
I feel like
you,
it was half
you,
a
why
joke.
Why are you defending these people?
I'm not defending these people. I'm saying that there's
Nick,
real.
Why do you think?
There's real shit that is documented, like in the Epstein trial, for instance. But yeah. I think they're probably saying it's pants on fire about it being in the basement of a pizza restaurant.
Comet Ping Pong. You ever eat there?
No, I went to a music concert there once when I was in college.
Yeah, sure.
They used to have like DIY all ages like punk show.
All ages, huh?
Yeah, young dude. Well, no, because I wasn't 21 yet. So
look at this. This is just an outright lie. PolitiFact. 4 years since Pizzagate became a well-known word, there is still not evidence to back up the idea that Clinton is sex trafficking children.
Wow, that's just lies.
That's a complete fabrication.
We all know that Clinton's directly are sex trafficking children.
You know that?
That is an outright lie. I might get back into it. I love this shit. That was a great time.
It was pretty funny.
Well, you were ahead of it, if I remember correctly.
No, I wasn't ahead of shit.
He was just really in the mix.
I believe Nick... Yeah, you were. You didn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Nobody's ahead of anything. The only person that's ever been ahead of anything is Amber saying that Nate Berlasky's a pedophile. And that was wild because she fucking...
Yeah, she called that shot.
Not only... Because, again, she's not... She is not somebody that I have known to ever like shoot from the hip on things like that. And I remember like being
taken
aback.
Yeah, because some people just say wild shit to hope they're right.
Yeah.
They say 100 wild things and maybe one will turn out
dude,
right.
And I love being that guy.
Yeah.
I love that. That is so much fun. I don't know to what degree I should talk about the rough cut of that Jones thing. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, just really like that is all he is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's kind of like heartbreaking to, you know, with the Sandy Hook thing, because it's like he does seem like genuinely contrite that he like hurt these families or whatever by saying all this shit. But like,
yeah.
Like he truly believes all, like, you know, this thing happens and he's like, I think this is like a false flag thing.
You think he really believes it?
I think he really does, yeah.
You don't think he's just doing a show?
No, I don't think he's doing a show. That's the other thing, too, is like now there's all this like grift narrative. There's this rhetoric of grift where everyone's accusing each other of being a grifter.
Mm-hmm. Because of us, by the way.
Because of us.
Yeah, we started it. We're the first grifters.
Yeah. Which is like this projection of this, like that it's like goes hand in hand with this like fake thing now of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I love
which
that.
Which doesn't exist. It's just that no one is as confident as they like to project. You mm-hmm. know? So
and also a lot of people that don't deserve things are getting them.
Yeah.
You don't have imposter syndrome. You're just fucking stupid.
Speaking of imposter syndrome.
Yes.
You go ahead and read your fucking papers.
which one are we starting with?
I don't know. Let me see here. Cushy dreams.
Cushy dreams. Cushy dreams.
Cushy dreams. Cushy penis.
Cushy penis.
I already
cushy penis.
Cushy penis.
Whoa, what if his penis? What if I sucked his penis?
What if he had one of them cushy penises?
What if he had a juicy penis?
Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. buds, pre-rolled CBD joints. So you can join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies and they want to smoke.
Ew. Puh. I'm sick
they
of
want to fucking smoke.
I'm trying to smake that shit,
their
brother.
CBD. Mm. And they ship legally to all 50 states. Mm-hmm. So it looks like high-quality marijuana, feels like high-quality marijuana, tastes like high-quality marijuana. And the CBD content is through the roof. It's 20%.
It's through the fucking roof, you fucking
idiots. It's up
idiots.
To 20%, which is some of the highest in
that's
the game.
That's the amount of penis Adam has. He has 20% of
mm-hmm.
a penis.
Which counts technically as a penis.
That's right.
Attention to detail is noticeable in each beautiful flower. It does not get you high. There's next to no THC. It's independently lab tested and shown in compliance and purity tests. Grown in California and Oregon, each plant is hand selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. These are,
oh man,
these guys are fucking. They could be fighting the coronavirus, but they're here.
But they're here making
hand
you
selected
have good-ass
your
CBD
flowers, and it's an alternative for people that like to cut back on smoking other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, here's the deal, folks. You get this shit. You get this smokable CBD flower. It comes in three lines in order of quality. Private, reserve, ultra premium, and premium. And you can get them in a can, which is vacuum sealed in 3.5 grams, a.k.a. an eighth.
Wow.
Or you can get the can, or you can get them in pre-roll 0.5 gram joints. And they come in six different choices of strain. Relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, and dream. Mm-hmm. Dream is a nice nighttime hybrid indica dominant.
There's nothing I like more than getting put to bed by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams coming and tucking me in, kissing me right on the cheek.
I love to put it, get that shit will put you to sleep.
Cupping my balls, but not in a sexual way, in a way that denotes security.
Yeah.
And
I like
then letting me and then letting me drift off into bed.
Mm-hmm. I like spooning with my husband, Cushy Dreams.
That's right.
So all you guys have to do is go to cushydreams.com, spelled K-U-S-H-Y, and at checkout, use the promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off your first order. Smoke
I believe
CBD.
It's any order. I believe it's your whole every single
every
fucking
order. Every fucking order.
Every goddamn order.
Keep using that code.
Use
folks.
The code like you've never
use
fucking
the code
believed.
Grandma's boy.
Use the code Grandma's boy. Use the code you can do it for 28% off.
Yeah. So don't.
So you can use Cumtown for 20% off. You can use the code Grandma's boy for 30% off.
But then how will they know that you listen to this podcast? That's the real question.
That's a great question.
How will the owners of CushyDreams.com know?
Or you know what? You go ahead and use promo code PODDON'T.
Or the promo code PODDON'T.
It's like, I don't think we have Cushy Dreams anymore.
Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks that guarantees maximum freshness. And it mixes well with other things that you can
smoke.
Oh,
it's awesome to smoke other
they
things.
They take an artisan approach. They run every run is a small batch. They use organic farming practices. I think I hit all.
You hit it all, baby. You hit it all.
Promo
out.
Code Cumtown at checkout. 20%
off. Promo code. And by the way, I just want to say thank you for everyone who's come see me on the road. This next week is Halloween. I have off, but after that, I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to Columbus. I'm going to New Orleans, Tampa, and then a little hint: there might be a Los Angeles show announced very soon. Keep your fucking ears peaked for that shit.
That's right. For all you fake LA style bitches.
That's right, dude. I'm trying to get my fucking dick sucked by an aspiring IG model with a BBL.
Dude, I can't wait for this podcast to end so I can download fucking TikTok and start really expressing myself.
Yes, dude. You need a dancing. You need a dance fucking account.
Dude, I'm fucking, if it weren't for this damn show, I'd be on fucking TikTok getting millions of views.
You should do it, dude. Just do it right now.
No.
But
no,
yeah, come see me. Tickets at stavi.biz/tour. Detroit, Columbus, New Orleans, Tampa, LA soon. Keep your fucking ears fucking peeled. And also, if you're a basketball fan, I do a basketball podcast with Sam Morrell called Pod Don't Lie. And the season is hot, baby. Shit is fucking happening. John Morant has some of the fattest, plumpest nuts. He just fucked. He almost beat your Lakers, Adam.
Lakers barely got bailed out by Mr. Carmelo Anthony. Melo had 19th fucking season.
Melo went to number 9 in the all-time scorers list, which is fucking awesome. But, yeah. So listen to that. Pod Don't Lie, wherever your fucking podcasts are. You get them.
Yeah.
And anyway, back to Pizzagate. What are you looking at, Nick?
Well, I'm just scrolling through Twitter.
Right. Nice.
Not doing anything. Just waiting for the fucking read to be over.
The read's done.
Should I get a sushi lunch?
Oh, that sounds
Ooh,
good.
Yes. Off a man's body.
Yeah, dude.
I would love that.
Sexy guy.
He's I would love nuts. To be your fucking plate.
Have you ever had sushi off a woman?
No, dude. No,
what
it's a goal.
Is this? President Biden and I released the first ever national gender strategy.
Oh, what's the strategy?
Fucking
Kamala Harris's national gender strategy.
Everyone gets free breast implants.
Yeah.
Dude, let me ask a question. Can we get hormones? Like, because if you were born a woman, you want to be a man, right? You feel you're not manly enough. Mm-hmm. What if I feel like I'm not manly enough?
Look, I'm
Can I get some HGH?
I don't want to do shit. They should need to keep experimenting on other people with the mRNA vaccines, not Americans.
Okay.
We go to fucking Timbuktu.
Well, don't other countries really want the vaccine?
They do.
So why don't
but
we give
let's
it to
start
them?
Doing wild shit and just we'll advance the human race maybe 500 years in the span of like 18 months.
Okay.
Just by doing massive experiments. And then we get an mRNA vaccine that can turn people into Dr. Manhattan.
Mm.
And that would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
I want antlers. And I don't care how many fucking people have to die. I really don't give a shit. We're going to fucking pump Africa full of those vaccines. Give them all kinds of cancers, all weird
Well, India
shit.
Wants them, right?
Fuck up the Indians with the mRNA vaccines until we figure out how to code that mRNA shit so that it, like, I get keratin deposits on the top of my skull and I grow antlers soft in the spring. And then the outer velour covering sheds, you know, in the winter. Every year I grow a new set of antlers.
Would that
you
be
gotta
painful?
Fight other antler guys.
Would that be painful?
For a woman's honor.
It'll be excruciating. And also, I'll be able to withstand temperatures up to maybe 15, 30 degrees colder without my shirt on, which I can already do basically 0 degrees
sure.
Celsius.
Celsius, wow.
Yeah, 32. Freezing, I'm good with no clothes on out in the woods by myself.
Is zero 32?
Through zero Celsius
wow. is 32.
Through cold showers, I've got
what
myself.
What the fuck?
I've also switched to the metric system. And
so you're telling me these motherfuckers have negatives all the time?
Their shit makes more sense because it's freezing is 32
oh,
degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, freezing is
everybody,
zero.
Everybody now
boiling is
freezing 100. Is zero. Yeah, and boiling is 100.
I guess that actually does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Wait, boiling is 100?
Yeah.
Celsius.
So what's a really hot day over there? Like 45?
Like 40.
50 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, 50.
Half the way to boiling.
Yeah.
Your nuts are starting to...
That's like 120 degrees or something.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's 50. Boiling? 360?
212.
Interesting.
Depends where you're at in altitude.
Anyways, look, let's just get back on topic.
Okay, all right. Back to
antlers.
You.
Once a year, I grow them. The trade-off the country, Indian people, Africans, whoever we did all that shit on, they come to America, they're legally allowed to hunt me.
Mm.
But they won't
do
win.
They get a prize?
Well, they could cut my head off and put it on a wall.
They don't get like a cash prize.
So they're only allowed not guns,
legally,
right?
I would be considered an animal. I would be legal game.
So but what also, about having sex with your ass? Would that be bestiality?
Also the spirit of the forest.
You'd be like kind of like a middle stage animorph, like not all the way to...
No, because middle stage animorphs,
yeah,
they don't have
would be
one
happening
defined...
In my face. I'd still be handsome.
He has one
just
defined
have, yeah,
animal
have
trait.
Antlers. Yeah. I'd also have a cool scar on my face and a tattoo of an 8-ball on fire.
That's awesome.
That'd be pretty sick.
Well, don't you think, part I could do now.
But probably. Don't you think the 8-ball kind of takes away from the spirit of the forest vibe?
No, I don't at all.
You don't think so?
Another one over here of a Harley Davidson, and it says fucking... It says Merrick, New York. Never
never
forget 9/11. Long Island.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
I think that is a pretty good look.
But don't you think if we did that, somebody in India would get the antlers first?
And we'll kill them.
You'd have to kill them,
dude,
I
none
see.
None of them. No one. They don't get antlers.
Okay.
They do not get antlers.
I like this
six
brand.
Arms, maybe.
Oh, they get to be Vishnu.
But that's how we figure out the Dr. Manhattan shit, is we're turning these blue. We're turning them blue so that, you know, whoever wants to be Dr. Manhattan.
But then once you make someone Dr. Manhattan, you can't stop them.
Yeah, but that's why...
They got a big blue swinging cock. They got energy.
Yeah, they can fly
shit.
To the moon
they
to
can
be
fly
alone.
To the moon to
I always thought it would be funny
out.
To do Dr. Manhattan, but make the dick just, like, slightly too big.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, you know, cartoonishly huge, but just, like, just a bit too big.
Just yeah. Nice.
Well, because just where it starts to be funny.
Right.
You know? That's like, the way to go.
Yeah.
You got a lot of options here.
Of course.
You make his dick too small.
Right.
Make his dick... I mean, just having a dick out is funny.
Funny to begin with.
Yeah.
A regular dick. I feel like, if I remember correctly, his dick is a pretty nice size, but not just closer to normal, right?
Yeah, it's a normal dick. I mean, they didn't make it...
Mm-hmm. To me, it's really small.
Cock.
When I see that dick.
Well, in the show, the... Watchmen.
The HBO show?
There's an old lady that wants to fuck him, and she takes out a huge blue cock.
Oh, she has like a Dr. Manhattan brand cock?
They have a show?
Literally,
do they have
yes.
a show where Dr. Manhattan's just naked constantly?
I don't know. I didn't
That'd
see
the show.
That'd
be pretty funny.
It was on HBO. I never
where a man's
it.
Penis is out the entire show.
That would be awesome. It's blue.
the entire show is just his dick is out completely.
Yeah, and it's body paint, so you know like the hair and makeup had to apply
the
paint to his cock and balls every day, and his ass for that matter.
Yeah, I would have gotten a prosthetic, just a giant prosthetic.
Is that what you would have done?
Yeah. Actually, I wear one under my jeans normally.
And when you fuck?
Yeah.
You wear it over your cock?
Yeah, I think trans men do that too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just to know what it feels like, just to have a bulge, you know?
Again, this is the kind of thing that at me as a, you know, also, you know, I'm not saying they're not men. Right? This is right. Not me coming at it from any kind of transphobic angle.
Yes, it is.
I'm just saying...
Savers Hakias, on the record, transphobic.
No, I'm saying men of all types, whether they were born with a pussy or they were born with a little-ass dick, should get the things that modern medicine does.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's like, I find a way to add a couple inches of my cock to my cock.
Yeah.
If we could turn a pussy into a dick, we got to be able to turn a little dick into a bigger dick.
Uh-huh.
Why not? You'd think.
Oh, Nick, I saw a picture online of someone that got that knee surgery to like break his knees. He went 5'3 to 5'9.
I got to find that form again. That form is so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people, they open logs of like, they're like, you know, because you have to.
It's excruciating.
It's excruciating, but I mean, it's beyond.
You can't walk for like 2 years.
Or maybe it was 5'5 to 5'9.
He said you can't walk for 2 years.
It's beyond excruciating. It's like basically going through a gauntlet. Like these guys, I think they do this surgery in New York. I can't remember, but they have to like, it costs like $250,000 because it's an elective surgery. But then you also have to get a hotel room like near the hospital for fucking 3 months.
Right, right.
So these guys like come here and they stay at the fucking like plaza or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they get their legs sawn.
Yeah.
And then they're put in traction and they just lie on the floor of a hotel room on opiates in the dark.
Sounds awesome.
In excruciating pain, living off room service for 3 months. And then post it. They can't talk to anyone other than the people in this, like, this forum where they secretly get the bone breaking surgery. But, like, the level of pain you experience, basically having your bones broken every minute of every day.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, I mean,
to get 3 inches taller.
Yeah, to become taller is like, I mean, it's like a spiritual journey.
A walkabout.
I remember reading about it because Sam Hyde mentioned it in a video that there's like a surgery. And then I forget how I found the forum, but I almost want to do it just to go through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do something, like, imagine, you know, like how women love to be like, men can't handle childbirth. It's like, right. Yeah, but men can handle that.
How about this bitch?
There should be one. Where's the woman? If women are so much stronger, where's the woman getting her bones fucking
Now I'm 5'11", bitch.
Yeah. But no, that forum is fucking wild, dude. Just like this, I like, you know, reading those posts, and it's like, you know, never have I experienced pain like this in my life. The days are getting darker. Just, I've transcended to another level of consciousness.
That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
That's too much. If it was like 2 weeks of pain, maybe. But you got to be... And you can't walk for like...
It's $76,000.
Okay. I got that. I could do that.
Yeah.
The doctor that does it isn't very tall. Oh, he's just under 6 feet. Yeah, but these guys are like 6'3" now. It's crazy that you... It's a crazy sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Dude, here's a before and after of this guy before standing next to his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Where they're the same height, and now he's taller than her.
That's so funny.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Oh, she also lost weight in the process. I bet you they had a little deal.
Yeah,
I bet you they made a little. They had a little range, like,
bitch. If I'm gonna be if I'm gonna be just in excruciating pain for 2 years, you're gonna have to fucking hit the elliptical.
So what do? They put rods in your legs?
I think they just saw your legs and then put you in traction, and then your body fills in the gap with like an ossified.
Wait, they saw your legs off?
Well, they cut.
They
your
saw
skin,
the bone.
They saw the bone.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. My legs hurt just thinking about it. That's fucking insane.
It's insane. We got to get that surgery, bros.
Shit.
This guy was almost 6 feet tall, and then he got it to be 6'4".
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. That's He's already like slightly above average.
That's fucking insane.
He's so happy. Look how happy he is. He went from 5'11 to 6'1".
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's fucking
Two
insane.
Inches.
Wow, dude. I mean, look, tall guys do get unearned pussy constantly.
What's going on? Alfonso Flores of Dallas, Texas. He got the surgery at 28.
Mm-hmm.
He could also, like, I guess afford to not work for months and months. He probably made a lot of money
on
Bitcoin.
Thing. If you're already rich, it's like you should be fucking at that level. Anyway.
Exactly. If you have the ability to get the surgery,
yeah,
you're a fucking loser if you do get it.
Yeah. Well, everybody's a loser for a lot of reasons.
Somebody's getting the surgery.
He decided to go for 6'1".
Well, I'm telling you, it's just I honestly, it's like, yeah, I mean, if I could snap, if I could pay like $1,000 and I'm like out for an afternoon, there's no recovery or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking like 6 feet tall. And even then, it's like, I don't know.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I don't know if I would. Because for me, I feel like that would put me over the limit where it's like, you know, I would have to be like, then I would just be an asshole.
Oh, then you would be an asshole.
Yeah, now I'm like.
Now you're Mr. Lovable.
I'm charming. Yeah. It makes sense.
I see what you're saying.
I can be like tall and, you know, a piece of shit.
I think, buddy. I hate to break it to you. Go ahead and get that $1,000.
No, I'm not.
I don't think anybody's.
No, honestly, I would not. I literally would not do even that.
Oh,
but
$1,000, you snap your fingers and you're taller without question. I'm doing that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. But the idea of being in excruciating pain for months on end, and I have no choice. I mean, I wouldn't want that. But if that were to happen to me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would appreciate it. so much.
You'd be so happy.
If you want, I can mash your nuts with a hammer every day.
I don't want. You can't. That's the thing. It's like you can't pull the, you know, it's like I like.
It's kind of worse than
the
that.
Idea of being in like a POW it's camp and being forced to play Russian roulette or, you know, something along those lines. It is. I do think that is like a spiritually transcendent journey. And I would like to be in the floor of like a dark hotel room. Just like hallucinating from being in like horrific pain. And I guess that's what you would call being a drug addict.
Yeah, why don't you just get addicted to drugs?
I just miss being
get
drunk.
Addicted to heroin and then try and get off it. Yeah. You're basically going to be the same experience.
Yeah. Or to have, you know, like some kind of just to be set on fire every day.
Like I said, give me, you know, $500. I'll come in. I'll bash your nuts with a hammer.
Adam, did you read the promo code on the last one?
Yes, I did, sir.
All right, well, now we got to talk about Super Organics. Super.
Wow.
Wow. That's a great product.
You talk about some awesome products that I love so much.
Yeah. They also, why don't you go to their website too, Adam, and tell us about the new Delta 8 they have.
Oh, bro. Whoa. Can I honestly, I love.
That's what the troops use.
Don't forget the Kratom. Talk about the Kratom, but also talk about the fucking other
thing. Speciosa, pronounced Speciosa, and Kratom, pronounced Kratom. You go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, and Kratom gives your whole body energy, but for some people, it's like coffee for your cock.
Wow.
Or your vagina. If you're tired from all the sex you've been having, taking Super Speciosa could energize you to fuck like a god. Kratom is, in fact, a cousin of the coffee plant. And usually I've been doing coffee before sex.
Yep.
So this is...
I love a nice big pot of Joe, but the problem is...
I love going on a coffee
date. Here's the problem.
Date, taking a big dump.
That's the thing. You're in there. You're in those guts. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden you got a shit?
No way, sir.
Not with
no
fucking...
siree.
Not with Super Speciosa.
If you're an aging millennial with new aches and pains, Kratom is great for pain relief. If you hurt your back, pull a muscle from all the fucking, unwind with a glass of Kratom tea. So you could have it after sex, too. That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's what we call a switch.
If you're only jerking it and you develop a wrist injury, you need a little extra push to get to Cumtown. Super Speciosa's Kratom will get you there. Come easy and hard with Kratom. Kratom is a secret supplement that influencers don't want you to know about. But influencers don't want you to know about it. Mm. That's interesting.
Jake Paul
so doesn't
pissed.
Want you to know.
That bitch, what's her name? Allison? The fucking like blonde bitch that does the steals black people's dances?
Oh, is she the girl that's number one on TikTok?
Yeah, what the fuck is her
name?
I'm
going to be there pretty soon myself. She does
Addison
Rae.
That's right.
Yeah, that girl's got talent for days, mm-hmm. And she doesn't want you to know about this secret supplement.
She'll be so fucking pissed off.
It's a great pre-workout supplement. It helps you write jokes. I imagine why this is why you're so damn funny. Kratom is a super leaf. Its cousin coffee is just brown water.
Mm-hmm.
So take that, you fucking coffee. Kratom is like a lost family member that was recently discovered on 23andMe and only now getting the credit it rightfully deserves. I don't think they find your family on there.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they just tell you like where you're from.
No, it's possible that you get your family.
Well, I guess so, if your family is also using that service.
Exactly.
So it comes in a tea, a powder, and capsules that you could put anywhere. You put it in your pocket, your backpack, your suitcase. Or in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it, suppository style. It's 100% all natural, one ingredient, Kratom leaf. Kratom can help improve your mood, deliver energy, reduce pain. It helps people feel better. It's also used to relieve stress and take the edge off. Every batch of Super Speciosa has a QR code to scan and view the exact lab certificate so you know you're getting a high-quality product. So Super Speciosa wants you to come again with unlimited use of their 20% off promo code. And the promo code is Cumtown. So put that in at checkout. So go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown for 20% off your entire order. That's getsuperleaf.com/cumtown. Promo code Cumtown for 20% off.
Well, let's
off.
Not forget about the Delta 8.
Did you pull that up?
No, I was looking up Addison Rae breasts.
Can you see them?
I don't think
she's probably got those on lock because that's what keeps her content so so must view, because people think that you might get a nipple.
Let's see here. Yeah, like Adam said in his beautiful read, they have kratom powder, they have kratom capsules, kratom tablets, kratom tea bags.
Wow.
I'm looking for the Delta 8. I don't really see any Delta 8 here.
Where's the Delta 8, Nick, that you were talking?
You know what? I just talked to the guy on the phone, and he says they're launching a new website, so we might have to wait until I know what that website is.
Okay.
Okay.
But check them out. You know, just keep Googling. The thing about these guys, they have like 9 different websites.
Interesting.
Which is not the...
That's how you know it's a good company.
Well, I think they're just trying to figure out their marketing.
Branding.
Yeah, because the Kratom is good.
Yeah, of course.
But I think you know what it is? They're so fucked up on their
semi-legal
drugs
they're so
that they're like, yeah, we can't
they're
like, pick
fuck.
A name.
Well, they keep forgetting the login to their website, so they keep making a new website every time.
And that's how you know it's good shit, because they're fucked up.
But it looks like all of their reviews on their own website have 5 stars of all their products.
I love when people do that shit.
So this one has 61 reviews, all 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So people...
love the goddamn stuff.
Wesley says,
Wesley
says, good quality kratom. The only, he gave it 4. I don't know if I
want to read
it. Wow, dude. The only reason I didn't give it 5 stars is because it didn't do what Super Speciosa does for me on a daily basis. So this is for the
competitors,
white
kratom?
Mayang Da kratom. No, it's from their website. For they sell it also.
So the only thing that's stopping some of their products from being awesome is how good their other products are, folks. Yeah.
They're cucking themselves.
Big mistake.
This guy Stephen H. 5 stars. He says it's pretty good. So take it from him.
Take it from Stephen.
A verified buyer. Deshauna B. She says, absolutely amazing. Finally found my go-to. I'm loving having my mobility star. What is that? Her mobility.
It helps with her mobility, you fucking idiot. What do you mean?
My mobility and then a cuss word. And it's helped with star and energy.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that's a curse word or a slur, but apparently this lady likes it a lot. Anyway, so that's... So go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown and enter the promo code cumtown for 20% off, guys.
Yep.
And prepare to get...
your pussy's absolutely blasted.
Prepare to get your mind and your pussy blasted.
You're going to get kratom in your pussy hole.
Dude, that's what I like when I fuck a girl, is to blow her mind. Say mind-blowing facts to her.
While you fuck her?
While I'm deep.
While you pump?
Well, I'm deep inside.
I like to just stay still in the pussy and whisper shit that I learned about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put my dick in, then I do a Liam Neeson impression.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to bust.
I'm going to bust.
Once inside you, I know that I only have moments before I matter of seconds. I can't control myself. The only thing up to chance is whether it'll be come or be. Listen to me very closely.
I haven't done a Kegel in 14 years.
Listen to me very closely. I already busted. Goodbye.
You'll never see me again.
Listen to me very closely. I already busted, but I don't have any money for child support. You're going to have to get an abortion.
Mike, I shouldn't be able to impregnate you. I've
the last time
been
I
living
checked,
off Mountain Dew.
The last time I checked, abortion was still legal in Florida. You're going to have to tell them you were raped. But you have to listen to me very closely. You have to tell them it was a black bastard. Now quickly put this spray paint on your pussy. We're going to have to spray the embryo black. So like, they don't know it's...
I'm on the pill.
So they know it's not a white baby.
It was rude of you to bust at me without saying anything, but I'm not going to get pregnant.
Listen to me very closely.
Liz, I just busted again.
I busted again.
I busted soft.
But I put black spray paint on my dick. So we'll find the residue and they'll know it was a black vest.
Oh, fuck.
Listen to me very closely. I'm gay. I busted because I was thinking about a man.
Dad, people are breaking into the hotel.
This is my one chance to let you know I'm gay.
I'm about to have gay sex.
I'm having gay sex with your uncle. The man you thought was your uncle. This has been my boyfriend for 20 years. We're rolling.
Yeah. Gay. Gay, starring Liam
Neeson. Well, it's a shame what happened to my daughter, but yeah, at least I was having gay sex. It's a new movie I just worked on in which a man who is secretly gay, his daughter is kidnapped, and the moments before she's taken, he's finally able to tell her he's gay.
And what happens? Does he get the daughter back?
No. No, he goes to Ibiza.
No, no, him and his boyfriend go to the Berkshires for a weekend.
It's life-affirming.
Him and his boyfriend start a bed and breakfast in the Berkshires.
Well, she's getting raped by Serbians. Well,
they have a sweet potato hash that takes over the town. Originally, all the townies hate them because they're fags from the city.
But the sweet potato hash wins them over. And they're finally welcomed at the gas station.
Sounds like an awesome movie.
And it's called Gay. It's called Gay, starring me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Liam. Pissing himself, being weirdly racist.
Having the biggest dick I've ever seen. Dick.
You've seen his cock?
Yeah, there's like a gif of him running. It's like to his knee.
Seriously?
It's really incredible, honestly. It's really amazing.
That's fucking wild.
Had him real quick.
It's quite amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dude, you're welcome.
That's all I've ever wanted to hear.
Liam Neeson cock. Let's see.
There's like a movie where he's running.
To be fair, gravity's doing a lot of work there.
What do you mean gravity?
There appears to be
pulling the thing around.
I think he was in a movie where you see his cock.
The inertia of running.
I guess so.
Look, it's okay, dude. He has a big dick.
Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
No way. This is wild. Is this really his cock?
Yeah, it's a fantastic penis.
It's like a rubber
what?
Chicken.
It's like not a real penis.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's
it's
crazy.
It's unreal.
Wow,
Stavros,
dude.
Thank you.
I mean, this thing is
I've
insane.
I've been waiting for you to see that.
This thing is what you're talking about. This is the size you would make Dr. Manhattan's cock in your joke, Nick.
No, it's bigger than that.
No, because Nick's talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's
Nick
funny
wants Dr. Manhattan's dick to be slightly above average.
There's a cartoonish size that I started drawing one time that it was very funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Wait, although Liam Neeson was in his underwear on the Ellen Show, and his cock doesn't look that big here.
He probably puts it in his.
Probably
ass.
Taped it into his ass.
He probably puts it in his ass.
He doesn't want to bring that thing around Ellen.
They call it the
turn her straight.
They call it the Belfast talk.
Yeah. We used to do it to keep our cocks away from the British.
Yeah.
To hide them from the British.
All the toilets in Northern Ireland are filled with all the bad water. They poison the water in Derry.
To make all cocks small like theirs.
And you wouldn't want your dick hidden in the bowl of water, so you tuck it in your ass.
Well, then what's the point? Presumably you'd either be shitting or pissing if you're on the toilet.
I didn't think about that. We're not a very smart people.
No, I guess it makes sense. You piss into your own ass, right. And then you shit the piss out while you hold your dick up.
They call that the John Philip Sousa. They call it playing the sousaphone. And there's nothing I'd rather be doing.
Playing the sousaphone. Oh, fuck.
But you agree with me on that cock, right? So
awesome
let's
cock.
Just get that on
truly
the record.
Truly a delicious.
You know, it
kind of
it's nice enough that it takes away because you're talking about that running gif, right?
There's a gif of him running.
He also has
he's fully nude.
He also has a literally perfect body.
Yeah, he's got a great body. Yeah. His dick is so nice you can't even check out.
You don't
the
even
body.
Think about.
I
yeah.
didn't even think about what his body looked like.
He's
in
got
that
a
picture.
He's got a perfect.
He
body.
Looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Was it in a movie running. His cock is out?
Yes, yeah. A movie where he's running.
The movie's awesome. Called Running All Night, and it's just him running around with his penis
dude,
out.
Dude, if I had a cock that big, everyone would be looking at it all the time. I'd be in a movies. I'd be in fucking... I guess that makes sense.
That's what's
why
holding
you
back.
My dick's too small to be in movies, man.
Yeah.
No, I wish my dick was bigger to just to flaunt it like Liam.
But the best thing about that gif is how it's slapping.
It's really slapping.
It's slapping both
it's
thighs.
It's fucking crazy, dude. His dick is awesome. He's kind of the anti-Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm pissed off. I'm jealous.
That black bastard, Terrence Howard. this tiny dick.
How about Terrence R. Word?
Mm-hmm.
He's like... You know, it's hard out here for a pimp when you're trying to get the money for some fucking peanut M&M's. I don't know.
Yeah. That's
some,
good.
Some double stuffed Oreos. Hustle and slow.
Hustle and slow. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Mm. That's really good stuff.
Terrence Howard.
Did you guys ever see that movie?
Yeah, it's great. It's
good. Is it good? Should I see it?
Life affirming.
Terrence R. Word.
It's great. DJ Qualls is in it.
Did you read the promo code on the last read?
Yes, I did. It's promo code Cumtown.
Also, remember to check out patreon.com/Cumtown.
Of course. And again, we can't stress enough, Adam pretends to read a book.
Yeah, I lied about it reading
this
a book,
episode.
And I really got called
He
out.
Got caught in a
meeting. And that deserves at least $5 a month. Yeah.
In a really nice way. And
this over here pretending to be Wishbone. I'm more like, wish he could suck a bone.
Mm-hmm. I did actually watch the Wishbone version of the Chaos, the Charles Manson CIA book.
Now, you were Wishbone in it, so you got transported into it, and you were one of the guys that Charles Manson raped?
No, I was Charles Manson dog.
No.
And I had a Nazi.
Which he did. He did.
I had a swastika tattoo on
he
my
He truly
head.
Was just raping people. He was like fucking kids. You know what? This guy was a really bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Manson.
Yeah, he was a real jerk. Also, a little fella.
5'6".
Have you listened to his music before, his album?
No, is it good?
It's not bad.
Yeah, I bet you like Bob Dylan, so you probably think his shit is
good.
It's
more Beatles-y.
Let's find it. Let's pull it up on Spotify.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Let's see, I'm looking.
He got a lot of pussy, too, that Charles Manson fella.
Yeah, he did.
He had a lot of pussy coming his way.
Yeah, he was cool.
Pretty.
The time keeps on flying.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Those feelings real. Look at your game, girl.
Yeah, it's real romance
style.
Real romantical.
You know, it's better than I thought.
It's good, yeah.
It's better than Hitler's paintings.
Yeah, Hitler's paintings are okay. Not that good.
They suck.
They're kind of what? They're like landscapes, right?
If I remember correctly, I remember thinking like these are just kind of like blobs.
They're pretty boring.
I don't fuck with a painting. I like clear, defined lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like all that fuzzy shit. Monet or Manet, whichever one of those motherfuckers, they can suck my dick as far as I'm concerned.
Which one? The fuzzier one?
I don't
one?
Remember which one it is.
Monet or maybe?
Manet. Some of the shit is good, but some of it is fucking dog shit. I need a nice fucking bold line.
Mm-hmm.
My eye needs to be told where to look.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking pick out the shapes. You're the fucking artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need a Trump de l'Ole.
Trump de Lille.
De
I don't need that necessarily, no.
There's a scene in Sopranos where Carmine Jr., they're like, this is a fucking beautiful painting, Carmine. He's like, it's called Trump l'Ole. It tricks your eye. Makes you think that the fruit is really there.
Yeah, Carmine, little Carmine was a great character.
Yeah, the best character.
Ray Abruzzo. Shout out to him.
What else is good, guys?
My balls. my dick and balls. Oh, nice.
What?
I didn't know what a trompe-l'oeil was. I thought you were saying something else.
What is it? It's something with like a...
I'm not going to tell you.
Some art shit. Listen, folks.
I hope there's some fucking bikes available. I'm trying to bike home.
But I don't know. But I could probably...
Could be.
Probably could be. Beetlejuice, spell red.
Damn, dude, it's a
BMW. There was a woman that asked him to spell BMW. No, that's wrong. Gary the retard, spell red. R-E-D. That's
right.
Yeah,
and they asked him to do it three times. Yeah. Back to back.
All right, question two. We're just going to do number one again.
I think he's spelling L-S-T. I think he's spelling his name incorrectly. He's spelling Lester Green because that's his first name.
Aww.
But he's saying L-S-T-R.
I love Beetlejuice.
He's the best guy.
Like dogs, puppies, that doesn't work on me. A mentally retarded black midget. Now what you're talking
Kirby.
About. That's a give me a little calendar of that.
Yeah.
Just fucking beat sitting in a goddamn pumpkin.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. He's like, I don't fucking know that. You know? He's just got candy corn around him, some potpourri.
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, that's a cute Thanksgiving in my book, in my house.
Invite him over, you.
Huh?
Invite him over for Thanksgiving.
We should get him up to the cabin.
Beat Eli, the rapper.
Who?
Remember Eli, the rapper from the freestyle video?
Oh, yeah. Yes, dude.
Man, I don't fuck, man. And he just like pauses.
Yeah.
It's like Rosie O'Donnell. Bisexual. What does he say?
I don't remember. I don't remember. My dick is too hard to remember facts.
Freestyle club. I just remember that bit.
How about Rosie O'Donnell? And she's like, oh, I'll suck your cock. Hey, let me suck your cock. It's me, Rosie O'Donnell.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss her, dude. Trump kind of ethered
her. He did ether her, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's a pig. She's a fucking pig.
That's a tough one. He was like, I've never called a woman ugly except for Rosie O'Donnell.
Except for Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. When he was on the debate, when he was debating.
On the debate stage.
She caught such a stray on a debate stage.
She couldn't.
That's so funny, dude. Imagine your enemy, like your dumb schoolyard enemy becomes president.
I know.
Like fucking just still calling you a fat pig, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, man. He really got her. That's a you just have
did
to.
He
when
do, did he do a press release about Alec Baldwin?
He did.
Loved that.
Yeah, that psycho killer Alec Baldwin has now killed a woman. Can you imagine what would happen if I had done something like that?
He really did that?
Yeah.
That's that awesome. Psycho killer?
Yeah, psycho killer Alec Baldwin has now killed a woman.
Damn, dude.
Psycho killer. Just calling him a serial killer.
So
he's
funny.
I love him, dude.
I wonder.
I fucking love. I would this time around. Honestly, I would vote for him. I know I said that last two times and I didn't, but this time I would.
Okay.
If he ran again.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I can't imagine what a disaster it's going to be.
Yeah, this next election is going to be brutal.
They're going to take it away. I really did. I said it the last time, and I mean it, and I think it's true. This is the last president, or certainly the last election. They're just going to take voting away from us.
No way, dude.
Yeah. A lot can happen in 2 years.
It's not. They don't need to take it away. It's already set up where it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, but they're going to. But you want it really dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, where it's in name, not just function.
I guess. I don't see the appeal of that from their perspective.
Yeah.
I'm going to write in RPG again.
Yeah, dude.
And now people are really mad at her because she said the trans. What'd she say?
She just said some racist shit.
Oh,
I
the
think.
Colin Kaepernick thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a while ago.
Mm. No, but Katie Couric said she said some other even more.
Oh, she was telling on her?
Uh-huh.
Katie Couric was like, I kept some shit out of the interview. Here's some other shit she said. Katie Couric's
what did she
ass.
Say?
I don't remember.
No, it's just smash cut to some fat bitch describing her complicated relationship with her RGB bib that
yeah.
she wears while stuffing her fucking face and watching Hamilton.
Man, Hamilton.
Notorious RBG. God damn.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. She's in hell right now.
Yeah, fuck a judge. Fuck all judge.
Yeah, she's a judge, dude.
Fuck all judge.
The judge is a bitch. In the famous words of Lil Wayne, the judge is a bitch, the jury suck dick.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.